Sorry.
Hey y'all, welcome back to Sunny Street Podcast. My name is Jess.
And I'm Tati.
We hope you're having a good day. Tati and I, unintentionally, were twins today with our outfits.
It couldn't have been embarrassing if we
didn't go out into public.
Yeah, we went to Chipotle and for lunch, and I was like, oh, this is embarrassing.
We got out of the car, and we got in my brother's truck, and we were like, we're twinning. And we were walking in, and it was kind of like,
we were
like, oh no.
Like, we probably look like those, like, oh, twin day.
Like, we're just wearing a black t-shirt with these, like, purple-ish athletic
okay,
shorts.
If they were black shorts, that'd be different, but they're literally the same purple shorts. So it's so embarrassing. I was like, ugh.
We have a picture of us in Chipotle. Like,
yeah, we took a selfie in front of everyone. Like hashtag selfie.
Facebook mom selfie.
Remember the, but first, let me take a selfie. Boom, boom,
boom, boom. Okay. Talking about throwback songs, we happened to go to Starbucks just like an hour ago. Not even.
No.
Not even an hour ago.
We still have our drinks with us.
Cheers. we happened to go to Starbucks and my car battery died the other day, so I got a new one today. My brother put it in for me. But it loses all of, or like messes up your radio station, kind of. And Tati happened to press like my CD button, and I have a Taylor Swift CD.
Well, I was trying to.
She was resetting my hours, my time.
Yeah.
And she happened to press CD, and we were like, oh, whatever, this is Taylor Swift. And we were jamming out. It brought memories.
We literally jammed out to so many songs, but the last one.
Shake it up.
Shake it up, everybody get out.
Do y'all know that Disney show? That was like my go-to.
Zendaya and Bella Thorne?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Hi, my name is Bella Thorne, and you're watching Disney Channel.
I feel like if you were on Disney Channel, your voice would go so good with that. Like,
really?
I could see yourself.
Hi, my name is Tatiana Floor, and you're watching Disney Channel. And then I'd be like, totally, at the end. Or what would I say at the end?
I don't know.
Can you imagine that being a commercial for like a five-year-old and you're like, hi, my name is da-da-da, and you're watching Disney Channel. Ciao! But we went to Starbucks today because it's happy hour, 2 to 7, and so I bought a drink, courtesy to one of my teachers, because I helped him out, so he gave
me
a Starbucks card.
You know who you are.
Yeah, period. So, with that little $5 gift card, we were actually able to buy ourselves each a drink because of happy hour.
Yeah.
I got a grande guava peach drink? Pink drink?
Yeah.
I don't know. Guava pink drink?
And I got a grande pink drink.
Just the basic.
The basic white girl go-to drink.
Yeah. Before we get into our topic this week, Jess and I discovered, I think it might have been like last Thursday, we discovered this group of friends. You know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, did we talk about it last week?
I don't believe so.
Oh, look at you all pro.
I don't
believe so.
Hashtag embarrassed. No.
Okay. Anyways. Sorry.
No, I don't think so. We did not.
So we started following this group of friends, and they're so funny. They're called The Freak Show, and it's like Haley Sharp, Chase Rutherford, Claire Drake, and Hamza.
I don't know his last name.
Hamza the Fantastic. That's who he goes by.
That's his TikTok.
But they are so funny, and they're so hectic.
Yeah, so they have like their Zoom call going, but they're also streaming it on Twitch.
Or I think they do it on YouTube.
They do it on YouTube too. But
they just mess around
and like bully each other, but in a funny way.
They're so like genuinely funny. They come up with things so quick, and I'm over here like, wow. I feel like if we watch them long enough, we're gonna get funny like them.
We're already like, I don't know, like
I feel like we've developed. Wait, what was that?
What Chase does. When he laughs, he goes,
I don't do that. Just like, she like put her hand over her mouth and she like, I don't even know how to describe it.
If you guys don't know what we're talking about, you won't know.
It's fine. But anyways, I made a video, like, it wasn't a compilation, but I like edited a segment of like their video or live stream, and it was so funny because I like zoomed in to each person like on the funny parts, and my favorite part is pump it up Hamza, get it Hamza. So we've been watching them.
I've watched all of their, because they've only been doing this for a short period of time, so I've like went back and watched all their videos.
Well, actually, they've been doing it for a while, but they just started saving. They just started saving the clips and posting them on their
Twitch account. All the ones that they have saved, I've went back and watched them a couple multiple times.
Yeah,
but yeah, they're super funny. I think you guys should watch them.
I agree. They're called the Four Freak Shows.
What else for a little chit chat?
Nothing much. I mean, oh, Jess is gonna sleep over with me on Saturday.
Period.
we're gonna have a lovely sleepover after we celebrate my cousin's 21st birthday party.
Yeah,
I'm so excited.
Pump it up.
Get it, Sarah. But
I love sleeping over at Tati's house. I don't know, something, I always just sleep so good at your house.
Well, it could also be the new couch.
True.
We got a new couch, and the couch is a couch bed, and
it's like memory foam, like.
I get to sleep on it this time.
I'm excited, because I haven't been sleeping good, so.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I feel like I haven't gone into like a good deep sleep in a while, and I'm normally pretty good at that.
Oh, that's so sad.
But no, not like, not for a long time. It's only been like the past few days.
Well, that still feels like a long time if, I don't know, it's like, I mean, I can understand that feeling like a while because you're used to like sleeping comfortably and stuff.
This week, I don't know.
Here we go. We're about to get into our topic. So this week, our week has our week has definitely not been
the best
at all.
I think this has been the hardest week for both of us.
Yeah, usually, like, on our podcast, we're like, yeah,
it's
like,
been good.
Dandy, woohoo, but no, this week has been exhausting.
Something's been off, like, I think we're just,
I don't know,
we need a break.
I feel like, period, but, I don't know, I feel like it's just really starting to hit us. On how long we've been doing online school total, and now it's just starting to feel the way it did at the end of the year last year.
I hope something soon gets switched back to...
Something
changes.
Even if we're just at home. Like, I hope something, like... Because, I don't know, it's just... Online school is, like, so... It's so tolling.
We've been doing it for... How many months did we do it last school year?
March, April, May...
Like
3.5 months.
And
even then, like, the 3.5 months, it wasn't
so
even...
long.
But it wasn't even as, like, crazy as it is for us now. And I think that's why we're getting so tired of it so quickly.
Because we have practices, and then...
And we have...
Like, last week we were getting in a routine, but I don't know. This week just seems so long. I really don't know what it is.
Yeah. For those of you who don't know, we... At our school, we have a Zoom class for every day. So it's like we're attending school, but pretty much from home. So I think that's why we're getting really tired of, you know, like...
Just the same thing over and over.
Yeah. Last year, I feel like it took longer to get tired of it. Well, we were tired of it because we really wanted to see our friends again.
Yeah.
But it took longer for us to get tired of the actual schooling part because we only had a couple Zooms a week.
Yeah, and, like, you wouldn't, let's say for, like, bio, we wouldn't have a bio meeting every single day. It'd be, like, 3 times out of the 5 days. So, like, it wasn't as easy to get tired of it like that.
Yeah, but, man.
It's the same thing every single day.
And I was liking it at first, and I think it's just because I was like, oh, this is something new.
We had something to do finally.
Yeah, but now it's just like, ugh.
This week is just...
So...
I don't know.
Yeah, hopefully. Well, the good thing is that our school, they sent out like a survey yesterday, mm-hmm. like asking for input on how it's been. So maybe that will
change a little thing.
Change something up mm-hmm. a bit. But so we
wanted. It's nothing like the teachers are doing.
No, yeah, it's definitely not really the teachers' fault. It's just like we're so tired of being at home.
Yeah, my arm hurts. Why is so it? Out of like.
Why?
I don't know, but it feels like it's falling asleep.
She's doing the chicken dance over here. Just that's it's weird.
So off topic, but
yeah,
it feels
fine.
Like.
Tingly?
It's tingly.
Like sandy. When I remember when I was younger, I used to
it's
wake up.
Like right here.
I'd like. Ow! When I was younger, I would wake up from a nap in the car and I would like grab my foot and like like move it around like crazy.
I think that's the worst feeling when your foot gets all
yeah,
tingly.
Your foot falls asleep and it's like, ah. But when I was younger, I
you're
didn't really.
Stomping on it.
I didn't know what it was. So I'd be like, oh, it's the worst way. What? Is it the
you
noise
said,
I made? Whoop! It's the worst waking up from like a deep sleep and like something being like your arm.
My arm is really hurting.
Why?
I don't know. Okay.
You gonna be okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You need to go get ice or something?
No.
Okay.
We good.
So, hold on. I need to get a sippy. We're so giggly today. I'm so sorry. So, look at us. We're talking about how bad the week's going, and we're just, like, giggling like crazy. It's all falling down right now.
But, the downfall of our week.
Yeah. So, what led us... Okay, our week led us to talk about what we're going to talk about today.
Yeah.
And we want to talk about how we maintain the best version of ourselves. So... Whether it's, like...
dealing with your stress or just being anxious or...
like, needing relaxation of some sort.
Yeah.
Confidence.
Yeah, confidence. Just being calm and just being
collected.
Yourself.
Collected. So, let's see. I feel like if I'm overwhelmed with school, I will put music on and it will make doing homework. Yes. The record player. Jess and I both have record players, but I...
Shout out Tati. She got me it for my birthday.
Yeah, I got my record player for... sorry, I feel like I said record player wrong,
no.
But then I didn't. But anyways, I got my record player for Christmas,
yeah.
And I fell in love with it just because, like, I don't know. I think my parents, it helped that they got me a lot of good vinyls, like, from the start.
And so, you were like, oh, I think when it came to my birthday. My birthday's
yeah.
in June.
I was having such a hard time figuring out what to get Jess for her birthday. And I was like, hold up. What if I get her a record player? So I got her one. And like I was saying, when I'm doing homework and I want to make it more bearable, I'll like put music on.
Yeah, I think for both of us, that works so well. Like just, even when you're just cleaning your room.
Yes. Isn't that so therapeutic?
Like I don't, just something about how it sounds.
It's like, very like... It just gives off a good vibe, I guess, because
yeah.
it's not just, like, an ordinary speaker. But the cool thing about our record players is that it's also
Bluetooth yeah.
So if we ever get tired of the...
Same old songs.
Yeah, we can just connect our phones.
I have a couple of albums. We have one album. Don't we both have the Harry Styles one?
You have the Harry Styles one?
Don't I?
I want to check now.
I think so. Wait, no. Don't you have it?
Yeah,
I thought I had the Harry
Styles.
No,
we don't have this, any of the same ones.
What?
We don't have any of the same ones.
Oh. I have a feeling we did.
We both have, like, a lot, though.
Mm.
I have, let's see, I have Harry Styles.
Isn't your mom getting you a new one?
Yeah, my mom just got me the Clairo Immunity album. And then I
Her
have,
songs are so good.
Like, the Best of Queen, like, the greatest hits.
Mm-hmm.
I also have a Nick Jonas album, a Jonas Brothers album, period. And let's see, what else do I have? I feel like I'm missing, oh, and I have the Frozen 2.
That's right.
Courtesy to my brother, because he bought that for me for Christmas.
Period. But yeah, no, music's definitely just a really good way to calm you down and just get in a good
groove
of cleaning or just chilling.
Yeah, singing along with music is so therapeutic to me, even if it sounds horrible, like the darling. Do you find cleaning your room therapeutic?
Yeah, in a way.
I feel like it's only therapeutic when I do it voluntarily.
I get, like, with my room, if you know me, I always move my room around.
Oh, is that, like, something that is, like...
Yeah, like, I'll have my bed in that corner 1 month, and then the next month it's over.
Yeah. Do you think you're going to move your room around?
I don't know. I really like this setup right now. But after a while, something just, like... I'm like, I need to change things up. So then that's when I'll do a big clean sweep and come up with, like, new ideas to decorate and stuff.
Yeah.
I love cleaning.
I feel like it'd be hard for you to move your room around now because you have, like, the mirror mounted, and then you have those, like, album things mounted up on your wall.
But no, I really like, I need to clean my room, though. It's kind of messy right now.
I feel like your version of messy is just all the clothes on that drawer and then your desk.
My desk. My desk is so
bad. My messy is, like, clothes on the floor.
Yeah.
Laundry needed to be done.
I almost fell off my chair.
Jess is sitting on a stool, and I think she almost tipped over. We're so sorry if this episode is not up to par. I think.
Like we said, we're not really put together this week that well.
So... I feel like this is kind of a relaxing episode for me, though. But anyways.
Yeah. Cleaning, music, those are two things. What else?
I like taking baths. I don't get to take them very often just because, like,
time.
Putting the water in and then actually taking a bath. And I'm that person that has to take, like, a quick shower after because,
I don't like feeling, like, I feel like I'm not, like, rinsed off.
Well, yeah, and even if I, like, took a shower before, then I feel like all my dirtiness is on the bathtub.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll take baths, but, like, rarely. I don't know.
Maybe it's just because the bathtub isn't in your restroom.
Yeah. I'm used to just showering in my...
Wait, I feel... When was the last time you took a bath? Wait, no, that sounds clue. So childish, like, and disgusting. Inhaled a piece of ice. I'm so sorry.
Sorry. Get yourself together. Bath, I don't know. It's been a while since I've taken a bath, but I know Tati really enjoys taking a bath and just lighting a candle or something, huh?
Yeah. I think I'm good now.
Okay, good.
Wow. I feel so bad. Hopefully...
This
isn't, like, an annoying episode to listen to, but do you know when you take a sip of something and then one of the tiny ice cubes just, like, shoots to the back of your throat?
You choked on the ice cube earlier, too. Another one.
No, that was yesterday. I swallowed it, but it was a whole ice cube. Like the whole ice cube. I was trying to, like, slurp on them, and then it went. But I like to light a candle while I take a bath, play music.
Mm-hmm.
I've read a book once, and that was nice, but I'm just not a big reader.
I hate reading.
So do I. I'm reading...
Today you were like, oh, I have to read.
I have to read like 40 pages by tomorrow of a really hard book. It's called The Return of the Native.
I don't like reading. It's probably like...
Neither do I.
I think like literature class and just getting AR points is so hard. Like for me, because I can't...
Do you have to do AR in that class?
I think so.
Oh, no. I don't think we have to.
Because that's not an honors or an AP. It's just...
We don't have to do AR in my class, but we have to read one book a semester, which is way better than last year. I had to get 100 AR points for an A each semester.
Oh, I don't even know.
I feel like a lot of people don't know what AR points are.
No. A lot of schools have them.
Really?
Like, I know elementary schools do them a lot. Like, even public school elementary.
Oh, maybe my school
like,
just
when
didn't
my mom
do it.
Worked at the library, like, they had, like, an AR, like, the kids were allowed to go in and read and
I didn't
take
know
their
that.
AR quizzes.
Let's see.
But reading, nope, not for me. Don't like.
Yeah, no. Taking a really long shower, too, is nice. With the music, like I said, the music playing. Have you ever showered in the dark? No. With just candles lit?
Nope.
You should try
that. That's scary.
No, you should try that.
That's scary.
One time
last...
That's
scary.
Shut up. Shut up. Last year, there was a power outage, like, around... It was, like, in December. Like, I got home, and there was a power outage. So, I lit, I think, like, 4 candles, and I showered. You know, it's dark, but obviously there are some candles, and yeah. It was so relaxing.
Do you, okay, like, something about, like, making it easier for me to go to bed, I shower, like, right before I go to bed. Do you shower?
Same. Yeah? I shower so late sometimes because I cannot stand showering way before I go to bed.
My family is, like, all asleep by the time I'm, like, getting in the shower.
Yeah, same.
Like, I just, I don't know, it puts me to sleep like that. Like, I'll put music really low or a podcast, like, super low volume, uh-huh. And I'll knock out because I just feel so, like...
Relaxed?
I don't know.
Yeah, I shower
long
really
showers
late too.
Hit different.
Same, especially when the whole family's asleep. There's something so relaxing about everyone being asleep and you just showering in the hot water. I feel like it's because I don't, like, if I'm taking a really long shower, like, just to relax, I feel like my parents would be like, man, she's taking so long. But...
Well, my shower is right by my parents' room, so, like, they can hear me, like, showering.
Mm. Well, no. my shower connect my
it's
bathroom
right
walls
by your mom.
Connect to my
yeah.
parents' room. But,
long showers just
I was going to say feels something. So I forgot what I was going to say.
Face masks.
Oh, face masks. Face masks are so
actually,
nice.
I did one last night. I put it on, like.
Oh,
my bad acne. I have really bad acne right now
on
my chin.
It looks better.
Better.
What mask did you use?
I don't know. It was like this. I don't know. It's in my mom's restroom. I was like, oh, I'm putting this on. I'll show you it later.
Okay.
I think we got it at like Target or something. But face masks, those are relaxing.
The sheet ones, I've grown to love the sheet ones.
This one was a
peel-off
one.
They're so cool. They're like, the sheet ones are so like cooling.
Mm. I don't like some of those because they're so wet and drippy. Like, you have to, like, squeeze some of the stuff out.
Yeah, that's what I do. Or, like, but, so when I take it off, I'll, like, rub it in.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll look so dewy after.
Like, glowy?
Yeah, like, go off.
Tati has really good lighting in her room.
Really?
That light thing that you have?
Oh, the,
I don't,
the lamp?
On your desk, yeah. You can take some cute selfies with that.
I most definitely have.
Okay.
Yep.
Get it, taters.
Get it, girl. Go ahead. Wait, okay, so we were saying the face mask, nice long showers and baths, and the music. What other things do... Oh, something I don't do very often is, like, get a dessert, like, at home.
Mm.
It's, like, so rare. And when I do, I'm like, oh, this is nice. This is different. Is that weird?
No.
I don't think so.
Just, like, randomly craving a dessert? Just going, getting up and going to get
one?
Yeah,
but, like, it's something hits different when you get the dessert from your house versus, like, going out to get ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, we mostly go out and just go get a dessert.
Yeah,
but, like, when we do have something...
McDonald's?
Like, just serving yourself
McFlurry's?
A bowl of ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
McFlurry's are so good.
We said. Whenever I'm with Jess, we always get... Well, whenever I, like, sleep over, we always get McFlurry's at night.
What McFlurry do you get?
Comment down below. Wait, just kidding.
Can they comment?
I don't know,
but remember, we have a Twitter, y'all.
Oh, yes. Okay, I see you with the... I see with the...
The plug?
The... No. The self... Self-promo.
Self-promo.
Let's see.
The Twitter account name is at...
Sunny ST. Like, the abbreviation of street.
Sunny ST.
A Sunny ST
podcast.
You should follow it because we
need
more
questions,
followers. And we'll do our question of the day and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Another thing that I just thought of, I know both of us randomly do it. Like, if I'm being a bum all day and I'm just feeling like, I haven't really done anything today, like, I'll randomly get up and do my makeup.
Yes!
Or curl my hair.
Nothing better than doing your makeup and then, like, oh,
yeah.
Okay.
No, like, if I'm really feeling bummy that day, I'm like, I need to do something. Even just curling my hair, even if I don't put on makeup. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know, just gives me something to do, and
then you feel pretty after.
Yeah. Oh. And you actually feel like, oh, I did something. I curled my hair.
I'm literally so tired today.
Sleepy.
What do we have later on today?
I have cheer, and you have
soccer golf course. We're doing something different than volleyball today, just to
change it up. I like that they're doing that.
Yeah, me too. It'll make things a little more fun.
I've never done soccer golf, have you?
Nope.
I've heard of it. I've seen people, I know people who've done it, but
it looks fun. I feel like I've seen people do it from outside one of the windows at school.
Yeah, so at our school, some of the classrooms, you can see there's a golf course, and I've seen a couple people.
Yeah.
It looks fun.
The curling your hair and stuff. Occasionally, when I'm really feeling it and really feeling like, oh, I want to make myself feel good, I will work out. But one thing, I'm like so ashamed of this too, is that I just can't work out alone at home.
Mm-hmm.
There's just something about working out at home that I like can't do.
I was on during like probably a little bit
during quarantine. You were doing really good with John.
Because John would work out in the shed and do like his weights or whatever, and I'd go on the patio and just do like a quick 30-minute like all body workout.
Yeah,
that was going good for me. Like, I don't know, because John was, he wasn't right next to me, but like he was still out there.
Yeah,
and like we'd have music going and stuff.
I feel like,
but yeah, definitely working out alone is scary.
Well, not scary for me. It's just, well, I get in my head and then I'm,
I don't like working out in my room. I have to work out outside.
Oh, okay.
That's something that
I don't like working out outside.
And there's crickets all everywhere. That's why I'm...
For me, it's more like, well, it's kind of sad, but like I just get in my head and I'm like, okay, I can't do this. Which is kind of the worst. And like, it's not, I personally feel like I can't work out with my brother because I'm like ashamed of how out of shape I'm in. And he's like so in shape.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know. I just don't like working out around him. Because
when I was in the good workout like schedule and stuff, it kind of got cut when I went to Texas.
Yeah.
And then that's when it really like stopped. I wasn't doing anything. But when Bailey came back to California, we did like a workout together. I don't know. It was just nice having someone else work out with you.
Yeah, I agree. I used to go to this like workout facility when I still did travel ball, softball.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so nice. I loved going there because I was with my team. And I walked out feeling not like, well, sometimes I did feel like, oh my goodness, I'm dead. But I felt so,
it was like the good dead. Like that, like, was a good workout.
It felt so rewarding after. I miss that. I've always wanted to go back there, but now it's just like, oh, I'm too out of shape. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like,
I mean, I did CrossFit for a while. That was, but I don't know. I like CrossFit, like, towards the beginning. And I was, like, this was a couple of years ago, so I was really young. But I would go with, like, my dad and,
yeah, CrossFit seems fun once you're, like, in shape.
In shape, yeah. But, no, towards the beginning, it was pretty fun. I would probably go back, but I don't have time, and
we should go back together.
That would be lit.
I'm always with you. I'm literally always with you. Like, it would definitely be possible.
Our coach actually goes to this.
No way, she goes here?
Yeah. But right now, they're like letting this athletic trainer guy use their building. I don't know.
Oh.
But when it's back to normal, we know the owner, so that would actually be really fun.
Yeah, but we wouldn't be able to work out with our coach because she goes like early in the morning. But I think that's all I have to say about maintaining.
I think just the little
things. Yeah, it's
the little things. Just that make you feel a tad bit better about yourself or just get you in a good mindset that day.
I agree. And it's like, it's really refreshing. Oh, during the quarantine, I would like to go on bike rides.
Bike rides.
That was nice. But
I like skateboarding.
Just because where I live, my parents don't like me. Well, they also don't trust me bike riding alone. So when I'd bike ride, it'd be like with my family.
When we went on a bike ride that one day when I was at your house, that was fun. So relaxing.
Yeah, it was. I feel like the
now
like
that
the
it's
trail,
getting cooler,
we could do it again. Mm-hmm. Yeah, or roller skating. When I had
that would
when
be funny.
I had gotten my roller skates, it was like right when it was getting hot though. So I haven't used them in a while, just because it's been so hot, and then the air quality has been like really mm-hmm. bad too from all the fires. So roller skating too.
That would be fun. Well, even, like, across the street from my house, the park... Well, we have two parks right by my house, but they have, like, the big walking path. And, like, now since it's getting cooler and actually cooling down at nighttime, my mom's like, we need to go on, like, a nightly walk just to get out of the house.
Yeah, that's nice. Okay, so, question of the day.
Good time.
So, no one actually asked us this question because, follow us on our Twitter. Tweet us questions. But we found this question under someone else's Twitter, and it was, what way, which side do you lean to when you bite into a taco?
Tati sent me that question.
I sent it last night to Jess, and I was like, this.
And, like, you guys are probably, like, doing it with your hands, like, trying to figure out which way you bite into your taco.
Yeah, I literally was like, which side do you?
I was by my brother, and I was like, which side? And I was like, I don't bite him. I was like, I bite on my right.
I bite on my left. I go.
You guys are probably doing what we're doing
right
now.
Yeah, they're probably like.
Imaginary taco.
Okay, wait. I have an idea. So how about we ask the question on our podcast and people, on our podcast Twitter, and people can reply to us which side they lean to when they bite a taco.
That would be funny. I'd like to. I can just picture people listening to this.
Wait, now that I think about it, wouldn't it have to do with, like, if you're right-handed or left-handed? Because if you're right-handed, you wouldn't lean to the right. Would you lean to the right to bite a taco?
I feel like I eat with my left hand. Like, I feel like I can eat with both hands. So, either way seems fine. I feel like...
Leaning to the right does... not feel fine to me. Yeah. Speaking of tacos, there's gonna be a taco man at Sarah's birthday party. Yeah.
I love tacos. Your aunt always brings the best taco people.
Well,
I don't know.
It's because she works for the city. She works for
and, like, the street
city,
venues. Huh?
And there's like a street fair and
she has a lot of hookups.
She's in charge of literally hiring like all the people to work at the street fair and like all the bands and stuff. So she knows a lot of people.
Yeah.
But, okay, well, first of all, before we close this out, we're so sorry. This is so messy, but, you know, I'm kind of...
It describes our week.
Yeah, this is us. This was us this week. So, you know,
I think
it's okay. I really think we need to be ourselves on here, so...
Yeah. Our giggly... I mean, some days we're so just out of it.
I know.
We laugh at everything.
I feel like I could take a nap right now.
You're gonna make them yawn.
If I made you yawn right now... then it proves that yawning's contagious. But we hope you guys have a somewhat better week than we did this week, next week. And we hope that when we talk to you next week, we are a little bit more energetic and put together and no choking on ice. No.
And tipping out of our chairs.
Yeah. Hopefully we can get a question out on our Twitter. Well,
yeah.
Tweet, you know, ask us questions. And then, I think that's it for
this week.
We'll see you guys. You'll hear us in our next week's episode. Bye, guys.
Bye.